Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club on Power 105.1. We got a special guest in here this morning from the bridge from Queens.
Yeah.
He's been home a couple of weeks now, right?
Yeah.
Longer than that.
About a month.
The homie Prodigy. What up, P?
What's going on, man?
How's everything? Welcome home.
Yeah, thank you. Feels great to be here.
Now, I do have your book, and I did read about half of it so far. My Infamous Life, which is your autobiography. It seems like it's very honest, a lot of things that you told. I bet some people are going to be mad.
A couple of hard feelings here and there, but, you know.
Why would people be mad, Yee?
I mean, Capone Noriega, for instance.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of instances where people were getting jumped and beat up, and Nori might have been a casualty.
They beat up Nori? You beat up Nori, P?
You know, I ain't actually do nothing myself, you know what I mean? But, yeah, it was an incident with our crew where, mm-hmm. yeah, Nori had shot somebody.
By accident.
Yeah, and there was actually another shootout. Somebody else got shot. But, you know, Nori, he's good money, man.
Sounds like you're doing a lot of dry snitching in the book, dude.
This is all stuff that happened so long ago, right?
I didn't say who did what and all that kind of stuff. But Nori had shot somebody once. Nobody died. There was nothing that he can get locked up for. Like, you know, I don't do those snitching things.
Prodigy say he beat you up, Nori. I don't believe it.
Nori just learned how to fight. Back then, Nori was a shooter. He said it. He said it. And you. I like the way you put it. You're driving the jazz. I like the way you put it. But you know, let me just be clear. That's my dude right there. You know what I'm saying? He tried to sell his book. So he's throwing a couple of jabs. That's hot.
And then Capone. I mean. He kind of went to court and snitched on somebody, too.
Not my guy, Capone.
Yeah.
I was surprised about that.
At the time, Javi's brother had murdered somebody. You know what I mean? And through the lawyer, we had found out that there was a witness. Somebody was snitching, basically.
Right.
And, you know, we didn't know who it was. Like, Javi, of course, was leery about everybody. He was looking at me like I was snitching.
Right.
Looking at everybody around us like we didn't know who the snitch was. And then during the trial, when we went to trial, we were all sitting in the courtroom waiting to see who the snitch is going to be.
Right.
And Capone walks out on the stand, you know what I'm saying, and points out Hav's brother, you know what I'm saying? So we was all, like, shocked, you know what I mean, and you know, disappointed and all that, because, you know, Capone, that's our man, like,
you know what I'm saying?
And it never came out. We ain't never put that out there like that, you know what I mean, that he did that. But everybody in the projects knew that he did that, you know what I mean?
Now, what about the Capone incident where he said Capone, you know, told on the stand?
Oh, Capone a grown man, you know what I'm saying? he a grown man. I wasn't there. I'm from Left Rack City, 97-3057 Avenue, apartment 5E. That's some Queensbridge thing. I wasn't around.
Now, Nori, you and Capone did a lot of dirt with each other back in the day.
Listen, let me finish. I wasn't around there, okay. Right? But if that was the case, then why is it 7 Mobb Deep and Capone and Noriega records that exist? If a dude snitch on my man, I ain't hanging with him.
Right.
Word.
Let alone getting in the studio with him. So where's your integrity at, my brother?
Word.
You know what I'm saying? Where's it? Because me personally, a dude snitch on my dead cat. My cat, meow. You snitch on my cat, and I'm not hanging out with you. You feel me? Let alone doing a record with you, smoking with you, drinking with you, hitting things from the back with you. But I can't speak on it because I wasn't there.